tradition that dates to 2011, the singing of Wonderwall after victories.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Orlando Soccer Show's weekend recap for week 9 of the MLS season. That was the Minnesota United fans singing Wonderwall at their brand new stadium in Allianz Field for the very first time, celebrating the first Minnesota United victory at the stadium since opening up just a few weeks ago. I'm Gavin Eubank, taking you around the league, all the highlights, all the games, everything that you might have missed to catch you up to speed for this past weekend in MLS. All 24 teams in action. For 12 games. It was a full slate, so let's get right down to it. We start in New York City at Yankee Stadium, where Orlando City went out to an early 1-0 lead in the 18th minute, thanks to Nani's fifth goal of the year, taking off a deflection off a rebound from Tesho Akindele's original shot, making it 1-0 to City. Tesho Akindele had a chance to put Orlando City up 2-0 in the 33rd minute and did for just a moment before the goal was called back. Nani ruled offside on the play, and that erases the goal after VAR. 51st minute, New York City finally tied the game after a barrage of chances in the first half, evening the score at 1-1 on Heber's goal, and that would be it as the two sides finish level 1-1. NYCFC, a three-game week for them. They took 3 points out of, or 7 points out of 3 games, so a better turnaround for Dominic Torrent's side after early struggles this season. For Orlando City, they have 5 points away in their first 4 games on the road away from Orlando City Stadium, which is just one shy of all of what they had in 2018, which was just 6. Jonathan Osorio opened up the scoring for Toronto FC against Portland Timbers up in Toronto in the 20th minute, but the Timbers scored quickly with Bill Tuilomola in the 22nd minute. That made it a 1-1 game, and Jeremy Obobese's game-winning goal in the 70th minute put the Portland Timbers up and gave them all 3 points. Timbers, after starting 0-5-1 on the year, have won 2 straight games on the road over the Columbus Crew earlier a week ago, and now Toronto FC taking points against two of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. A promising game out in Frisco ended 0-0 as FC Dallas and the San Jose Earthquakes played to a scoreless draw. Plenty of chances late for San Jose, including a free kick just outside the box in stoppage time that Chris Wondolowski headed just off target. Matias Almeida's side has now pulled off results in 4 of their last 5 matches, starting to turn things around after a really rocky start in the first month of the season. As for Dallas, they've taken 13 of their last 18 points in Major League Soccer play, certainly continuing to keep up pace with the top of the Western Conference in both LA teams. We head out to BC Place in Vancouver, where the Whitecaps and the Philadelphia Union played to a draw, 1-1. Danielle Henry with the first goal of the match in the 41st minute off a corner kick, finally capping off plenty of early chances for the Whitecaps that could have made it a lot more than just a 1-0 game heading into halftime. Kasper Shevilko, though, in the 66th minute, his first start in MLS for the Union, he gets his first goal, leveling the game at 1-1 as it would go on to finish. The Union's still playing well without Marco Fabian, who's they've just won one loss in their last 7 games, climbing all the way up to 3rd in the Eastern Conference now, early part of the season as we head into May. Down to Atlanta, Atlanta United, the defending MLS Cup champions, finally pulled out their first home win of the year thanks to a 1-0 result over the Colorado Rapids, but it did not come easy as this game went scoreless all the way into the 74th minute when Julian Gressel finished off a cross from Darlington Nagbe to make it a 1-0 game, giving Atlanta their first home win of the year. For Colorado, the last place Rapids picked up their 6th straight loss, and things are not going well out there in the Commerce City. Another low-scoring affair out at Red Bull Arena as the Red Bulls pulled out a 1-0 victory over FC Cincinnati. Connor Lade's 38th-minute goal was the lone difference maker in this one.
Alex Will seeks out White, lays this off. Here's Royer. Beautiful ball. Lade.
The win helps snaps a 5-game winless streak for the Red Bulls as they finally pick up points and then pick up all 3 points, struggling early on under Chris Armas. And they're now tied, keeping up pace with the last 4 teams in the Eastern Conference on 8 points. The Houston Dynamo are rolling right now, and they pick up another 3 points thanks to a 2-0 win over the Columbus Crew, which are struggling. Mauro Menotes and Thomas Martinez, 3rd-minute goal and 55th-minute goal, are the two difference makers in this one. For Columbus, it's their 4th straight loss, and they've been shut out in 3 of their last 4 games. They've only scored 3 goals in their last 7 games. Defensively, they're not doing too hot. Offensively, they're not doing any better, as Caleb Porter's side is struggling for answers right now. But meanwhile, you have the Houston Dynamo, who are quietly playing as one of the better teams in the Western Conference, a very loaded Western Conference, I should add. And finally, we end the Saturday slate up in Kansas City, where Sporting Kansas City and the New England Revolution played to a 4-4 draw in a game that saw 8 goals, 10 cards, including 2 New England players sent off with red cards. New England went into the halftime whistle with a 3-1 lead, but it was 3 goals in the second half for Sporting Kansas City that helped seal the draw for them, including Christian Namath's game-tying goal in the 83rd minute. Namath had 2 goals, as well as did Felipe Gutierrez have 2 goals for Sporting Kansas City. Juan Fernando Sayedo had 2 goals for the New England Revolution. Brendan Bae was sent off in the 55th minute, and Jahlil Enibaba off in the 89th minute, both players seeing their 2nd yellow cards of the night. Moving on to the Sunday slate, the Montreal Impact pulled out a late win over the Chicago Fire, 1-0, thanks to Omar Brown's 83rd-minute goal, slapping around 2 defenders near the touchline to finish it off and put his team ahead. And that was all Montreal needed. They're 2nd in the East right now, tied with DC United on points. The only thing they are trailing is goal differential, despite the fact that they have started 8 of their first 10 games away from home this year. This home match, however, went in their favor, and it was a pretty good week for them as well, pulling off a pair of victories after the midweek win 3-0 over the New England Revolution out at Gillette Stadium. As I referenced earlier in this podcast, Minnesota United pulling out a 1-0 victory over DC United thanks to this goal from Angelo Rodriguez.
Alonso and a threaded along from Miguel Ibarra. Rodriguez and Delani in the middle. Segura the defender, Ibarra cutting in. Goes backwards there. Sagathi was in his passing lanes, and now gets it across for Metanier. Metanier's cross in. Rodriguez trying to redirect it down. Doesn't matter how it gets there. Just that it dies for Minnesota United.
Minnesota's first win at home this year, and they almost didn't happen. Donovan Pine, early in the match, in the 21st minute, scored a goal, at least what he thought was a goal for DC United, that put them momentarily up ahead, 1-0. But VAR ruled it, called it offside, or called it back through a foul on the goalkeeper on the play. For Minnesota United, however, they do pick up the win, and it's consecutive shutouts for the first time since joining Major League Soccer. So defensively, Adrian Heath's side is really showing out, and now they have the confidence after this big first home victory. A big rematch between two of the top teams in the Western Conference, Seattle hosting Los Angeles FC, and the game hits fireworks right off the bat. Jordan Morris, not even a minute into the match, scoring the first goal of the game.
Harry Schick getting involved. This is comparatively threadbare Seattle lineup, but that's a poor ball, and it's a chance with seconds played, and it's a goal for Jordan Morris. 46 of those seconds on the clock, and LAFC, who have been lauded to the skies, have just committed a heinous defensive error and gifted a goal to the hosts.
But Seattle did not see the lead for very long, as Carlos Vela netted his 11th goal of the year in the 4th minute to level things up. Here's John Strong with the call once again.
It's LAFC's turn to make inroads with Rossi. Vela's waiting, and Vela scores! Explosive start to this game. 2 goals in less than 4 minutes. And it's an 11th of a prolific season for Carlos Vela.
Controversy both early and late in this one for the Seattle Sounders. Christian Roldan showed a red card in the early stages of the match in the 18th minute that puts the Sounders down a man. Roldan caught putting a hand in the face of Eduardo Estufa's, intentionally or not. The referee decided to give red on that one as well. In the 95th minute, when Kevin Leardrum saw red for a denial of a goal-scoring opportunity just outside the penalty box, that sent him off. LAFC obviously did not score on the play, but controversy nonetheless ensued. And finally, we head out to Los Angeles, where the LA Galaxy pulled out a 2-0 victory over Real Salt Lake. Yuri Antuna's 16th-minute goal put the home side up 1-0, but despite all of their many chances throughout the match, the Galaxy did not score again until after Donny Toya leveled things up at 1-1 in the 64th minute for RSL. But it was Zlatan Ibrahimovic in the 78th minute, his 8th goal of the year, that put the Galaxy back ahead 2-1.
The Jet will keep it alive, though. His cross comes in. Score! Ibrahimovic! And it is 2-1 Galaxy! Ibra from Sebastian Lletget.
With the home victory, the Galaxy are 6-0 at home this season, the first time they've done that since 1996, which you might remember is the very first season in Major League Soccer history all those years ago. So they're making a little bit of history. They're keeping pace with LAFC just right behind them. Both LA teams dominating the standings right now in the Western Conference and the Supporters Shield race as well. Well, there you have it, folks. That is your Week 9 recap of Major League Soccer. We thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, remember you can follow the Orlando Soccer Show on Twitter at ORL Soccer Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Gavin Eubank, and we'll be back with an all-new episode of the Orlando Soccer Show in the middle of this week. So stay tuned, and we'll see you guys on the other side. Thanks for tuning in.